Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As I've mentioned on more than one occasion tonight, I had a chance to attend the Kentucky Derby this weekend in Louisville. It was a great time. It was my first Derby as like somebody who was watching, you know, underneath the overhang, not getting rained on for most of the day, as opposed to when I went in the infield back in my college days. It's just a completely different experience with the way I went this week. And joining me to talk about the Derby right now, which who knows, maybe will wind up being an historic Derby, certainly a trend that was bucked in this Derby, the Apollo trend, the Apollo curse, something that went by the wayside with Justify. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with my next guest, who is part of the Horse Racing Radio Network, Anthony Stabile, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Anthony, how are you tonight?
How are you, Sean?
I'm doing good. I'm coming off of a great weekend at a Kentucky Derby. How many Derbies have you been to, Anthony?
I went in 08 and 09 and had kind of the same weather. It's amazing how the weather really plays a role down there. When I went in 08, it rained, it poured the night before. They had a tornado touchdown a few miles away, and track was muddy, sun came out. By the time the fifth race rolled around on Derby Day, they had to add water to the track. Next year, 2009, same thing, bunch of rain the day before. Sun never came out on Derby Day, and it just it was a sloppy track. Not as sloppy as yesterday. The wettest Derby on record in history.
Yeah. Believe me, we were bragging about that in the car on the way back to the hotel. Like, we were at the wettest Derby of all time. And I want to ask you about that. We'll talk about Justify in just a second, but how did those conditions affect maybe other horses in that race, or just affect the overall, just affect the overall flow of that race yesterday in your mind?
Well, the big thing from a horseman's angle, the big thing would be the inexperienced horses dealing with mud, slop, and just dirt overall, a huge kickback, and it's only exacerbated by the wet track. For horses, inexperienced horses, Magna Moon, Hofberg, Justify didn't have to deal with that because he was in front the whole way. So it bothers them. I'll give you one example. Steve Hatchkin, who's the dean of turf riders right now, he just tweeted out about 15, 20 minutes ago that Vino Rosso, one of Todd Fletcher's four runners in yesterday's Derby, Todd told him that there was so much mud and dirt in Vino Rosso's eyes. And it's common that this happens in horse races, but he was flushing them so much. They had us continuously still flush his eyes this morning. So that is just an insane amount of dirt and kickback. So when you're going forward, you know, obviously I do this every day, going forward, you take nothing away from the horses that ran very well, but the horses that ran bad races, the Magna Moons, the Vino Rosso, the Mendelssohn, you know, Magna Moon was, and Mendelssohn were last and next to last. They're not last and next to last kind of horses. They, you know, were victims of trip and more importantly, that racetrack.
Yeah, could they, just looking at it purely from a wagering perspective, when that happens with horses like that, is there any value in looking at them in the next time they go out?
There can be. For me, you see, a horse like Magna Moon, he's always going to take some money because he has that guarding record 4-for-4 already.
Yep.
Mendelsohn's his half-brother to Beholder, and he's very accomplished. He's won on all three surfaces. So, you know, they're always going to have money come their way wagering-wise. But, you know, the most important thing is if you're any kind of horse player, you watch for your replays, and you'll find that there were a couple of trips in there yesterday that horses were compromised, whether it be the weather itself, the racetrack, or just other circumstance caused by the track condition.
Anthony Stabile, Horse Racing Radio Network, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Is there any way to put into, you know, kind of translate it into maybe something that the average or the casual horse racing viewer can understand the magnitude of what Justified did yesterday as a horse that didn't race as a 2-year-old?
You know, I'll tell you what, Sean. It's not only the fact that he didn't race as a 2-year-old. My math is a little fuzzy on this, so I think we're going to go with 11 weeks ago. 11 weeks ago, he was a maiden. He was a first time starter. He had never run. 11 weeks and 2 hours ago, about a half a dozen people knew who Justify was. And he's now the Kentucky Derby winner. I mean, it's insane. 77 days from being a first time starter. And look, he didn't just win that race yesterday. You know, it was funny. I didn't like him. I thought he had way too much to overcome. At the same time, he could be a freak. And yesterday he kind of showed that he's a little bit of a freak. But on the pace the whole way, one of the fastest half miles in Derby history, one of the fastest quarters in Derby history, one of the fastest half miles in Derby history. The other, you know, and he just. He draws off, and then he holds off a late run from good. He held off the Juvenile and Eclipse Award champion, put him away like he was nothing. Audible came running at him. I'm convinced they could still be running around past the Twin Spires, and nobody was going to get past them. It was an unbelievable effort. I can't imagine we're ever going to see anything like that again. But it's funny. I never thought he would win by 2 or 3 lengths. I thought he would lose. Or I thought he would win by 8 or 9 lengths. I think the racetrack had a lot to do with it yesterday because I don't think he liked that racetrack.
Yeah. Well, and Pat Forty had a good piece on Yahoo, I thought, Anthony, that talked about Bob Baffert, you know, watching from the back, watching this race, and just I think he shared some of the skepticism just given how that race was, the conditions and everything else. What does that win mean for Bob Baffert as a trainer?
It's funny. We were talking about this the other day in the press box at Belmont. He now has 2 once-in-a-lifetime horses in 4 years, right? Because American Pharoah breaks the 37-year drought of a Triple Crown winner. And, I mean, I was never the biggest believer in American Pharoah. This horse would eat American Pharoah up for breakfast. I mean, this horse is the real deal. He's over 1,200 pounds. My favorite horse of all time was Easy Goer. And that's something that'll never change. Easy Go, it was and always will be my favorite horse of all time. There's a lot. They look alike. They're built very similarly. He has a lot of his qualities, including his greatness, his talent. He's just an unbelievable specimen. And, you know, if anything, Bob, I know, is as confident as could be. I guess the racetrack could have put a little wrinkle into the plan, but you know, the only thing I think it affected in hindsight now, and like I said, I tossed him. I didn't like him yesterday, but in hindsight, the racetrack probably just slowed him down a little bit.
Yep. Anthony Stabile, Horse Racing Radio Network, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so you think much more highly of this horse, Justify, than you do American Pharoah, who, like you said, broke the 37-year streak of Triple Crown, needing a Triple Crown winner. So I'll ask this. I think I know the answer, but what do you think the chances are of Justify winning a Triple Crown?
I think they're above average. Well, I think they're above average.
I mean, anything
average
can happen, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll win the you could pick up a stone and throw it. That's how far he'll win the Preakness by. But the Belmont Stakes is a race that's near and dear to my heart. I've had a lot of success in the Belmont. And, you know, I wonder if okay, so now it's 77 days for four races. And that'll turn into 91 days for five races, mm-hmm. and then ultimately turn into 112 days, 122 days
yep.
for six races. At some point, that lemon gets squeezed dry, unless he is just the F word and he's a freak. I mean, yep. he could just be a freak. The Belmont will definitely be his toughest test, because from what I saw yesterday, I don't know what they're going to find. There's a horse named Quip who's actually owned by one of his part owners, Windstar Farm. I don't even know at this point. And the plan was to run Quip in the Derby off a three-week break from the Arkansas Derby. They decided not to. Windstar Farm owned three horses in the race yesterday, parts of three yeah. horses, including the winner. So, a fresh shooter would be the only horse that I think could have any chance at upsetting him, and I think that is very, very slim in the Preakness.
What's the hardest part about that last leg of the Belmont? Do you think is it just the buildup of these high-intense, high-pressure races over a short period of time, or is there something about Belmont that makes it that much harder to be able to close out a third race like that?
It's a combination of things, you know, especially with him, who he doesn't have a foundation as a two-year-old.
Yeah.
He's never, you know, he didn't run until February, so he's going to be cramming a lot into a little time. The racetrack is configured like no other. It's the only mile-and-a-half dirt course in the world. Well, I should say in the country. I've never been outside of the U.S., so I'm not sure if there's any dirt courses or polytrack courses outside of America. Belmont's the only mile-and-a-half course, so it's configured a little differently. It can get riders a little confused. That wouldn't be the case with him. He has one of the greatest to ever do it, and Mike Smith, who's won a zillion races at Belmont Park. But, you know, that mile-and-a-half takes its toll. His pedigree doesn't really lend to a mile-and-a-quarter, but he already broke right through that ceiling, that perceived ceiling. So the mile and a half, though, is the test of the champion, that last quarter of a mile. The late, great Alan Jerkins was like a grandfather to me. He used to try to get me to lose weight. We'd walk around Belmont. One day he grabbed me at the quarter pole, which would be about a quarter of a mile left to go, right at the top of the stretch. And he says, if you imagine, and then at this point, it had been like 16 or 17 years without a Triple Crown. So could you imagine you went a mile and a quarter in Kentucky, a mile and 3/16 in Maryland, you had a ship all over the place, and now you've run a mile and a quarter at Belmont, and you got to look at this. And I got to tell you, Sean, standing at the quarter pole and looking down to the wire at Belmont Park, it's a quarter of a mile. It might as well be an eternity. It looks yeah. like it is forever and a day away.
Yeah, I'll bet. Anthony Stabile at the Big A Stabile, and Stabile is spelled S-T-A-B-I-L-E. Hey, Anthony, I really enjoyed that conversation, man. Appreciate the insight, and certainly enjoy the next two legs of the Triple Crown. Should be a lot of fun.
You got it, Sean. We'll talk to you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.